our learning, Mir Tashem Shavili Le Nishmas Rav Chaim Ben Rav Moshe Yitzchak. Today we're going to talk about a very, very relevant Avelus topic, and that's greeting of an Avel. I called one of the Avelim over my Uncle Chaim, and he answered the phone, and he says, Ari, how you doing? Oops, am I allowed to say that? So that was the question. Oops, are you allowed to say that? Are you allowed to say good morning, good evening? Can you do Nichum Avelim over the phone? We're going to talk about shaking hands to an Avel, giving a Shalom Aleichem. We'll talk about all of those various issues in interacting with Avelim, in particular greeting, initial greeting, and maybe saying goodbye as well. So we're going to start with a Gemar Moed Katan. Moed Katan is the source for these halachas, and the Gemara says as follows: Avel Asur b'she'ela shalom. An Avel is prohibited in she'ela shalom. The language is very interesting. She'ela means what?
Question,
right? She'ela. Mashlomcha, we would say, is a question. But how about shalom aleichem? That's not a question. We're going to have to define, and this is going to be a really focal point of this discussion, is what does that mean? An Avel is prohibited in she'ela shalom. In Agavel, it's not only the Avel. This is talking about the Avel asking others, or she'ela shalom. I'm not going to say asking. Shela shalom to others, and all others being shoel the shalom of the Avel. It's going to be similar halachas. We're going to focus more on a tzibur addressing the Avel. So that's shela shalom, and it brings a pasuk to ka'amar le rachman li Yechezkel. We learned a lot of these halachas, as we mentioned last night, from Yechezkel. The pasuk says ha'anek dom. What is ha'anek dom? Be quiet. We learned two halachas from that an Avel does not learn Torah, and also that there's no she'elas shalom with an Avel. Now the Gemara goes into detail as to the different levels of restrictions. So during the Shiva, during the Shloshim, if it's a parent Yud Beis Chodesh, we're not going to go into all the details because there are differences if the Tzibur is addressing the Avel or the Avel is addressing the Tzibur. We'll just talk about the Tzibur addressing the Avel. It says in the Gemara, in the Sawi Paskin, in the Torah, in Shulchan Aruch, 30 days if it's an Avelus over a non-parent. We do not show el the shalom of the Avel, all the entire Shloshim, and if that's an Avel over Yud Beis Chodesh, over a mother or father, it's the entire year. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the entire year we are not show el the shalom of that Avel. So we obviously have to define what is Seila Shalom, because it's a year. It's the whole year that we are not show el the shalom of the Avel. So we're going to go back to the Gemara now. And the Gemara says on that statement, it's prohibited to have Sheila Shalom with an Avel. It says, is that really true? Because there was a time that Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, two sons passed away at the same time, and all of Klal Yisrael went together, and they were Menachem Avel. Rabbi Akiva was incredibly touched. Everyone is coming to be Menachem Avel, and he gets up after they did their Nichum Avelum, and he says to the whole Tzibur as follows, Lechu lebateichem leshalom. Go to your houses b'shalom. The Gemara is using this as a question. You're saying that She'ela Shalom is problematic, but Rabbi Akiva did She'ela Shalom. What do we see from this? She'ela Shalom is not asking. It's not a question, how are you? It could be a statement as well. Lechu lebeitechem leshalom. Go to your houses in peace. So She'ela doesn't mean question. It can mean a statement of shalom is a problem. And that's the question from the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva violated this rule. And then the Gemara says that was different because when you're dealing with the Rabbim, she'ela shalom is permitted. If you have a tzibur there, then the Avel is permitted to address them in she'ela shalom. What is critical for us here is we're first now, our first step in defining she'ela shalom is A, it's not necessarily a question. It could be a statement, and that's absolutely critical. Also, just agav, what's a tzibur that is permitted, she'ela shalom? There's different opinions on this. It could be 10 people, it could be 3 people. There are just different opinions. A minimum of 3 would be she'ela shalom, but that we've been permitted. But in our definition of what is she'ela shalom that's prohibited, the Bach says as follows. We learn from this Gemara, from Rabbi Akiva, that saying, lech le'shalom, go in peace, or shalom lachem, peace unto you. And certainly shalom aleichem is prohibited. Those are all included in she'ela shalom. Those are none of them is a question. This is just an interesting point. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shabbos says, once we pass away at Me'a Ve'esrim, we are asked a number of questions. The Gemara says, sho'alim lo. He is asked, literally asked. But then what are the questions? Were you honest in your business dealings? Did you have kovei itim la Torah? Were you osek b'peri v'ribya? They know the answer to that. You know that. So why are they asking me that question? So we can explain it in different ways. We could say that it's a rhetorical question. It's a musr. They're telling me, how about learning, right? How about learning how about being honest? Or we could say that it's a statement. They are stating to us, no, you know, how about you're learning? But it's not a question. They know the answer. So we'd say the same thing. Your Sheila Shalom. Sheila doesn't mean it's a question. It's a statement. And that's really important in our defining things. So the Gemara goes on, and now we're going to talk about what's the reason for this prohibition of not being Shoal Shalom. So the Gemara says, we are not Shoal the Shalom of the Avel. Also, he's not Shoal us because the Avel is not Sharoi B'Shalom. He's not B'Shalom. Avelim are in turmoil. They have gone through a trauma. The trauma is continuing. It just happened. Obviously, we're not going to say, Shalom Aleichem. There's no Shalom here. There's no Shalom. There's no peace. There's no tranquility. Now is not the time. We're in a Beis Shiva or during Shloshim or during Yud Beis Chodesh. That is reason number one. The Avel is not Shalom. Don't say Shalom. That's not where we are right now. There's another possible reason. Maybe it's the same reason the Ritva says as follows. He says that there's a prohibition of Sheila Shalom. Certainly, there is a prohibition of Schok, in the base Avel and the Avel, being in levity and being happy and being besimcha. And even it's brought lahalacha, don't let the Avel hold a little baby, because that little baby is going to bring simcha to the Avel. So it could be that this is a second reason. Number one, there's no shalom with the Avel. And number two, it's part of simcha and we can't have simcha. We could say it's the same thing. Either way, we have our prohibition. So continuing in this, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Ramah. The Ramah says Sheila Shalom is prohibited. He brings two heterim. Heter number one is, we saw in the Gemara, Rabim. If you have a Rabim, Sheila Shalom is permitted. Rabim, Sheila Shalom is permitted. That is number one. Number two is really critical for us. He says there are those who are makel nowadays, that are lenient nowadays, but Sheila Shalom after 30 days. Talking about with a parent. Parent, you're supposed to go Yud Beis Chodesh. You're supposed to go the entire year, but some people are lenient that after 30 days they are Shoal B'Shalom. So he says, why is that? V'ein tam lam. There's no basis to be lenient. There's no basis to be lenient, says the Ramah. Some people are lenient, but there's no basis for it. But then he says, maybe there is a basis to be lenient. Maybe the Sheila Shalom that's prohibited in the Gemara is different from the greetings that we have nowadays. But he doesn't say, what was it at the time of the Gemara? And he doesn't say, what is it at their time? He doesn't explain it. But he says, maybe that's the basis to be lenient after 30 days. So that we have two explanations. What is the distinction between the time of Chazal, that it was prohibited, and the Ramah says, maybe, it is nowadays we can be lenient. So what changed? So the Be'er Heitzev says as follows. The Avshalom are dekeven sherov she'ela shalom shalano eino ela kagon safra tava. It could be that when we greet people, this is the Be'er Heitzev, explanation on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Ramah, what's safra tava? Safra is good morning. Good morning. We say good morning. Safra tava. That's why it's mutzer, because we have a different greeting. What was their greeting? Maybe they had Shalom Aleichem. That was their greeting. Our greeting, we're not saying Shalom Aleichem. We're saying Safra tava. Good morning. Good evening. Ve'eno Sheila Shalom Amis. And this really isn't Sheila Shalom. This isn't really why. He brings a proof from another halacha. Greeting people before Yadavan Shachris. Before Yadavan Shachris, this is a whole other sugya. What's their prohibition? Is it simply greeting somebody because you didn't daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it saying Shalom to somebody because Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we shouldn't be using the name Rav Levine. We daven together all the time. I don't come in. But if I came in and said, Rav Levine, Shalom Aleichem, before we daven, I'm putting the name of Shalom on Rav Levine before we davened and use the name of Hashem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't say Shalom Aleichem before davening. So it's limited to the use of the word Shalom because that's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says to the Be'er Heitzev, maybe that's the distinction that the Ramah was talking. The Ramah said it's different nowadays than then. Back then they used the name of Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. Nowadays we say Tzafra Tava, we say good morning, and maybe indeed that's the distinction. That is the Be'er Heitev trying to explain the Ramah why we could be lenient after 30 days. The Beis Yosef brings a different, it's not his explanation of the Ramah, because the Beis Yosef was the Shulchan Aruch, who was a contemporary of the Ramah, a little bit before even, but he says it brings a distinction that maybe the whole prohibition of greeting somebody, for example, in the morning, is when you bow to the person. You say Shalom, and you bow. But even just saying the name of Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, maybe that would be permitted. We're going to go with that first explanation. Do we have a proper distinction between Shalom Aleichem and good morning, good evening, right? Is that a possible distinction? So indeed, there are many Achronim who disagree with this. And they say, who said we have any difference between their Shalom and our Shalom? They bring creeps that they say in their time, they say Shalom Aleichem, and they say the good morning. It's the same thing and it's all prohibited. That's the Shach, that's the Magen Aram, that's the Oruch HaShulchan. They don't like this distinction and they don't like this Ramah. They disagree with this Ramah. And they said, in addition, if the Ramah is trying to bring this distinction, why is he distinguishing that it's lenient only after 30 days for Yud Beis Chodesh? Somebody's Yud Beis Chodesh. It should be the whole time. If that's not Sheila Shalom, it should be from day one. I can walk into the up to the Avel, first day of Shiva, and I can say good morning, good evening. That's not Sheila Shalom. So why is the Roma saying after 30 days? People are lenient because it's no longer Sheila Shalom because we're saying good morning. Doesn't seem to make sense. Okay, let me recap real quickly, and then we're going to dive in a little further. We said that the Gemara says Sheila Shalom is prohibited. Sheila Shalom, greetings. We'll explain it. Greetings of the Avel. Sheila Shalom. Avel can't greet people. People can't greet the Avel. Sheila Shalom prohibited. If it's the, we'll talk about greeting the Avel. If it's over somebody, a non-parent, it's up to 30 days. If it's a parent, all Yud Beis Chodesh. So what are we lenient? Heter number one is it's the tzibur. If the Avel is greeting the tzibur, that will be permitted. And another possibility to be lenient is our greeting is not using the name of Shalom. It's not using the Shem Hashem. Maybe we can be lenient. That would be the Ramah. The Bar Hetev is explaining the Ramah. But many Achronim disagree with that. Okay, now let's get to contemporary posting. The Bar Moshe, the Deborah Tzina Rav, was asked this the following question. Imutar lomar la'avel erev tov o boker tov o kiyotzei bazi. You greet, you come into the Avel, or we'll talk about phone calls. Can you make condolences, Nichum Avelim, on the phone? Can you say Boker Tov and Erev Tov, or is that She'ela Shalom that is prohibited? And he answers as follows, that it is permitted. And in our country, he says that the minhag is to say hello, good morning, good evening. This is in Hebrew, right? So to say that. Muvan me'elav shegam zeshari. It's obvious that this is all permitted. So he's going with the Ber Hetev, understanding the Ramah. Shalom Aleichem, using the Shem Hashem is problematic, but our, I'm going to use a word I haven't used since moving to Eretz Yisrael, our perfunctory greetings, right? I had to check to make sure that it still means the same thing, because certain words have changed since we moved to Israel, like the word woke used to mean I woke up, and now it means narishkeit. So I checked, and perfunctory does mean the same thing. It just means just greeting somebody by rote or something like that, not buddy. So our greeting is good morning, and like, how are you doing? That's not a greeting. That's just a greeting. That's not a real question. How are you doing? Right? That is, how are you doing? Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? That's it. So the Ber Hetev, the Ber Moshe is saying this is all permitted. This is not She'ela Shalom. And then he continues, he says, Ulam Lamaisa, but practically speaking, even though Me'ikar Adin, these greetings are not She'ela Shalom and not prohibited, avoid it. He says, avoid it when you go into the Avel, sit down, you don't have to greet them. When you leave, say, Hamalkam Yenachem, that's enough. You don't say, have a good night, goodbye. It's nice seeing you. We don't have to go there. Come in, sit down. That's the better. But Me'ikar Adin, he is lenient. And he brings the same thing that the Truma Sedeshin says this. What's Sheila Shalom? That is saying Shalom Aleichem. But to say Tov Shabbos, Tov Yontif, or those things, that is not Sheila Shalom. Okay, so that's the Ber Moshe. He's being lenient. The Ber Moshe was asked a second question. Aval Avel Shari Ledaber B'telefon V'lomar Hello Lemedaber. Can he speak? And when you call, it's very bizarre to not have a hello, right? You make a phone call to someone, we always say, hello, how are you? Something like that. To call up and say, I'm so sorry to hear, without having that greeting is a bizarre thing. So that's his question. Can you say hello? And he says as follows, no problem whatsoever. Me'ikar Adin, hello is not Sheila Shalom. And accordingly, it's mutter. That's not Sheila Shalom. It's not Shalom Aleichem. It's not using Shem Hashem. And then he gets into a fascinating discussion. We're coming up on Tisha B'Av. It's not too far away. There's a halach, it's paskin and shulchan aruch. Ein Sheila Shalom l'chaveira b'Tisha B'Av. She Tisha B'Av, we don't greet people. Tisha B'Av, do we just limit it to Shalom Aleichem? Or do we not even say good morning, good evening to people? We're strict. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, we don't say good morning, we don't say good evening, we don't say hello. I come in from shul and there's my wife and I always feel uncomfortable. She's much better about these things than I, and sometimes it slips because we greet people. That's the normal, says the Mishnah Berurah, comes to Tisha B'Av, don't do it. And then the Ber Moshe says, but Don't learn from Tisha B'Av that we can't even say hello and good morning and good evening to the context of an aval, that it's prohibited as well. Because there is an intrinsic difference between Tisha B'Av when we're strict on this and when it comes to Avelus when we're not strict. What's the difference? Because when it comes to Tisha B'Av, to say to somebody, have a nice day, good morning, good evening, it's not a nice day for anybody. It's a terrible day. Don't say good morning, have a good morning. It's a bad morning. It's a bad day. Don't greet somebody like that for everyone. But when it comes to an Avel saying good morning and good evening, it is a good day. It happens to be that Avel is in a difficult situation, but the day is intrinsically a good day. And accordingly, we're only machmir when it comes to Tisha B'Av to have none of these greetings. But when it comes to Avelus, we are indeed lenient. Okay, so continuing. Check the time. Okay, we're fine. So the next question is, let me recap right now. We've come to, when it comes to greetings, some poskim saying this, the limitation is Shalom Aleichem. Some other poskim say that the limitation is also these greetings, have a good day, have a good evening. Even those that are Matya, the Ber Moshe, says still we should be a little bit strict about this. If we can avoid it, avoid it. But Ikar Din, it's okay. How about shaking the hand of the Avol? Going up to the Avol and shaking his hand, right? Is that a problem or is that not a problem? So it's a problem. Is that Sheila Shalom? Is that Sheila Shalom? So the Be'er Moshe here, who was lenient on saying good morning or good evening, avoid it, but he was lenient. He says that it is a Maise Boros. It is a foolish thing to do. It's a moronic thing to do, right? That's a bore. And the Chalila Lasos Kamosam. And Chalila, that we should do such a thing. Now, why? Now, he brings two reasons. He says, even though it's not strictly speaking Sheila Shalom, but it's Dome. It's very close. It's very close to Sheila Shalom. And then he says a different reason that I don't know if everyone would agree with this or not, but if you're starting to have contact with an Avela, maybe it does make sense. In the context of condolences and emotions, it's very easily to slip into men and women as well, hugging and touching and the like. So he says, just avoid it. Just avoid it. He says it should not be done whatsoever. So that is the Be'er Moshe says, don't do it, usher. Shaking hands with the Avel, usher. Rav Avadi Yosef had the same question, and he says, mutter. He says, it's mutter. He says, this is not Sheila Shalom. Nira Sheimba Zemishum Sheila Shalom La'avel. That's Idud V'Nechama. What's Idud? We're trying to not inspire, encourage, encouragement and condolence, but it is not Sheila Shalom. So Rav Avadia indeed was lenient. And then he goes on and says something very interesting. He says, also, this is, when it comes to Sheila Shalom, that is saying Shalom Aleichem, you should be in peace, you should be in tranquility. But if we want to give a bracha to the Avel, you should have long life, that's also not a problem. So we're getting into some, what do they call it? Splitting of hairs here, but it's the focus here is the shalom, is the simcha, but it's not a bracha. Giving a bracha is not problematic. That's also Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank said the same thing. Nira dezeh shema'achlin la'avelim chayim arukim, when we give a bracha that you should have a long knife and we stick out our hand, that is not she'ela shalom. So indeed, when it comes to this question, she'ela shalom, we have a machlokis, we have the Be'er Moshe who is being machmir, and we have others that are lenient when it comes to the shaking of the hand. And again, when it comes to giving a bracha, a related issue, giving a bracha would be acceptable, but don't give a bracha of shalom. Meaning, you certainly can't say shalom aleichem, but also, you can't also say, I give you a bracha that you should have shalom. That's Sheila Shalom, that is us. Okay, so the next question is, we'll skip that one, I'm going to go to the next question, fascinating question. How about the people that are coming to do the Nichum Avelim? And it's oftentimes you see people that you haven't seen in so long. It's been 60 years since that I saw you, and we were in Yeshiva Flatbush together, and I remember you from camp. Shalom Aleichem, it's great to see you. And you say, you haven't changed at all, and you've changed a lot. You know, so can you shake their hands? Can you give them a Shalom Aleichem? Can you give them a Shalom Aleichem? It's not to the Avel, but it's to somebody else. So the Orach HaShulchan is fascinating. First, we'll start with, there's a Chazal that says if you're in a small town, and the person hasn't been buried yet, nobody, not even talking about availing, but nobody can greet the other. This is a place of sorrow. This is a place of sorrow, so don't say Shalom Aleichem. Non-availing, not next to the Avel. This is a town of sorrow. Don't greet each other. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Bekfar Katan Ein Sholim Sholem Lazeb Kesha Meis Beir. And it's Prat Lalacha. In a small kfar, in a small village, everyone knows each other. If somebody dies, it doesn't happen all the time. Don't greet each other. Don't give Shalom Aleichem to each other. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, we learn from this that in the house of Avelim, when the Avel is there, other people, I cannot say, Yeshua, Shalom Aleichem. Can't do that. This is not a place of shalom. This is a place of sorrow. That is the opinion of the Orach HaShulchan. He says it can't be done in a place of sorrow, reason number one. And also, he says, very interesting, it's a problem of loeg larash. What's loeg larash? You're laughing at the poor person. What does that mean? So an example would be going into a Beis HaKfaros with your tzitzis out. We have everyone who's buried here, they can't do mitzvahs anymore, and effectively it's like we're laughing at them, that I can do mitzvahs, look at my tzitzis, stick the tzitzis in. That's loeg larash. We're laughing at the poor person. So too, when I say shalom aleichem to you, and shalom aleichem, and everyone's having a reunion after 40 years, and we can't say shalom aleichem to the avel, he says that's loeg larash. That's laughing at the avel, because he's not really laughing, but he's going to feel, I'm left out here. Everyone's having shalom aleichem and having a good time, and he can't be involved in that. So that's the opinion of the Orach HaShulchan. I always remember this Orach HaShulchan when I'm in a Beis Avel, not giving shalom aleichem, even not to the Avel. Now the Tzitz Eliezer disagrees with this. And the Tzitz Eliezer says there's not a basis to be machmir. If you look at the Chazal, it's saying in the same town, don't greet each other, even not in front of the Avel, because the person hasn't been buried yet. I think this is what he's saying. But once the person has been buried, you can't use that as a precedent to say you can't greet each other in the Beis Avel. So that's one thing. And he says the loeg larash, this isn't loeg larash. That is when you're in front of a person who can't do mitzvahs. Somebody passed away, can't do mitzvahs. But this is something, we're all alive, Baruch Hashem, but we have different halachas right now. And Avel has his halachas, he has these restrictions, and we have different halachas. To say that it's loeg larash, we are just in different situations. So he goes on to say, Aval mikol makom, nonetheless, he says that even though I'm saying that it mi'ikar adin, he thinks it's not a problem. This is the Tzitz Eliezer disagreeing with the Orach HaShulchan. Orach HaShulchan says, don't greet each other. Don't give shalom aleichem, even the people who are attending. Tzitz Eliezer says, I think he's wrong. But he does say, you have to be careful. You have to be careful of derech eretz. To make the Avel feel that you're part of him, and not that you're having your party by yourselves and greeting each other and having a good time. You have to be careful in the context of a base Avel to behave appropriately. You have to remember the Avel is there, and he's not partying with everyone else and greeting everyone else. So he says, don't say it aloud. If you want to say shalom aleichem, say it, but don't say it aloud. That's the Tzitz Eliezer. But then he says, maybe I changed my mind. Maybe I agree with the Orach HaShulchan. And this is amazing. And this is going to be a connection to an important shaila that we have tomorrow morning, saying halal on Rosh Chodesh in the Beis Avel. Do you say halal or do you not say halal? An important question. So that's a question that I looked it up, and they're different minhagim. And I called my cousin, who's a Rav in Pittsburgh, who's making an aliyah in a couple months. They just booked their ticket, August 30th, I think. And I said, what should we do? Because we go out to Efrat, and Efrat is where my uncle passed away. And I said, so what should we do? Should we say halal or not? I'm not making the decision. He's got to make the decision. So that's the question we're going to get back to shortly. So the Tzitz Eliezer brings a proof from halal. And he says as follows, he brings a Shibo Eli Aleket, who brings a Chuvas Agoining, that brings an Eliyahu Rabba, that says as follows, what's the reason that, he says, we don't say Halal in a Beis Avel. Oftentimes the minhag is that the Avilim go out, and you say Halal. He says that you don't say Halal in a Beis Avel. He says, why not? Because it's based on this halacha that we don't have Sheila Shalom in an Ir Ktana. Just what we said, when the maize passed away, Ir Ktana, this is a place of sorrow. So too, in a Beis Avel, that is a place of sorrow. So how can you say Halal, which includes the Pasuk, Zehayom Ashash Asah Shem Nagila V'Nisbachavo, this is a day of happiness. You can't say that in a Beis Avel. And accordingly, he says, we see here that we learn the halachas in a Beis Avel from the halachas of not greeting each other in the same city. And he says, this is a proof to the Orach HaShulchan to learn, just like you can't greet each other in a small town, people who aren't around, so too, in the Beis Avel, you can't greet each other. He says, just like you're not going to say halal there, you're also not going to be able to greet each other. So that's a proof. So my cousin Daniel Wasserman, Rabbi Daniel Wasserman, got back, and he paskined, don't say halal. Because that is the place that, because it's Rosh Chodesh is a minhag to say, he said it'd be different for Chanukah than Chol HaMoed, but he says because it's Rosh Chodesh, and because that's where the Nifter passed away, we're not going to be saying halal tomorrow morning and the next day. That was his psak. Okay, let me recap, and then I want to address one more issue. What we've been talking about?
It's not in the base.
So he said, and if it's not in the place, if we were davening Shachris here, you would say halal, and the Ava would go out. Thank you very much. So the Ava would go out.
A lot of places, it's the opposite. The Ava stays in, and they do it on the porch or something.
They go out?
Yeah, because then it's not the base.
Oh, not the base Allah. So we had this question because actually we're davening outside. There's a chatzar outside, a courtyard outside, and that's where the shiva is. But he passed away inside, and even though then my cousin said you should be daven, you should not say halal, you should not say halal
because it's really there. All the time. It's the same. It's different. Like most places, like you would be davening here. This is the base of El, because this is where the minion is.
Yeah.
And we're not really in the minion anymore if we're going.
Yeah, I hear.
That's what they often do that. They walk outside or outside.
I hear. Now, I'll say what is wrong with that. There's an interesting halacha. I know we're going a little over. There's an interesting halacha, I'll make it worthwhile, that you daven outside the shul and a chatzar. So we have this question, how about tachanun? If there's a bris inside and you're saying tachanun, they're not saying tachanun, but our minion is outside. So we paskin as long as when you can see in and see the Aron Kodesh, that you're part of it. You're part of the shul, and you wouldn't say tachanun. So just going outside, if you can see right in, it could be that.
Yeah,
that
most places, but, it's not. I mean, the glass.
We'll put a, yeah, yeah, so put up a curtain, and you can't see. Okay, so in any case.
All of your shalayim, I think you could say tachanun.
You can
say tachanun. Wherever you're davening.
Oh, no, that's Nefilas Apayim. Yeah, Nefilas Apayim. We're saying, not saying Tachnun at all. Yeah, we're saying not Tachnun. Okay, so let me recap, and then I want to address one more issue. We've been talking about Sheila Shalom, and we said that it's a problem, greeting, and certainly Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, or you should have Simcha. All of that is absolutely prohibited. The only question that we have to dabble with is the non-Shalom questions of good morning, good evening. And there we saw some poskim or machmir, that's Sheila Shalom, and other poskim say that's not Sheila Shalom because you're not using the Shem Hashem. We had the question of how about...
Can Dovel ask you?
It says no. It goes both ways. It goes both ways.
Dovel can ask.
He can't ask them either. It's both ways. But it's a little bit different in the time when the Isser, like when does the Isser of the Avel greeting them, that ends earlier than us greeting the Avel. But at least during the Shiva, it'd be the same halacha.
But after Shiva, the Avel...
So the Torah, I skipped it because it's a little bit complicated. So it says from 7 days up till 30 days, who shall, the Avel can start asking others, but they can't. So after Shiva, it becomes more of a non-parent. And for a parent, he can start greeting them after 30 days. It's complicated. So our just to recap, shaking of hands, we said some poskim are machmir, that's Sheila Shalom, or maybe it's like Sheila Shalom, some are lenient, so we had that question also. And we also had the question of how about others greeting each other, and we said that the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir, even others, non-availing, don't say Shalom Aleichem. Tzitzi Lezer initially disagreed, and then maybe he actually agreed, but maybe that's not the minhag, maybe we're lenient. The last question is doing Nichum Availim on the phone. On a phone or an email or a text, is that effective or is that not effective? So when it comes to Nichum Aveilim, there are actually two parts of Nichum Aveilim, or maybe two mitzvahs, two imperatives. And one is Nichum Aveilim of the Chai, of the person who is the Avel, and then Nichum Aveilim for the Nifter. And they are both effective, meaning when we do the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, there's a Nechama for the Chai and also a Nechama for the Mace. In fact, the Rambam paskens, you have the choice between doing Bikur Cholim or Nichum Aveilim. Nichum Aveilim takes preference because Bikur Cholim is just for the Chai and Nichum Aveilim is for the Chai and the Mace. So that's why it's actually preferred. So based on that, we'd say do calling on a telephone. Calling on the telephone is effective for the Chai, but not the Mace because you haven't come to the Beis Avel. So you are Mekai in the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. It's preferable to go in person, but you are still Mekai in the mitzvah, and you can say hello. As we said, that's not a greeting. And the next question is a letter or a text or all of that. So the Tshuva Shulchan Hagos, Rav Moshe Sternbach, was asked this question, and he says in the name of the Gaivit of Bris, Pshita Leishem Mekai Mima Mitzvah. It's Poshut, you're Mekai in the mitzvah, because there doesn't have to be a deep word to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. You can come and sit and not say a word and leave, and you were Mekai in the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim just by being there. So that's the Kiyum. So if you want to write a letter, a text, it's better to come in person, but you, because we have that dual purpose of the Chai and the Mace, sending a letter is Mekayim it for the Chai, better to come in person even for the Chai, but it's not for the Mace, but certainly you're still Mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akash Amar, Ratzal Kadosh Baruch Hu.